Lord answered Job out of the storm, and he said, "Who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set, or who laid its cornerstone while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy?" In verse 34, "Can you raise your voice to the clouds and cover yourself with a flood of water? Do you send the lightning bolts on their way? Do they report to you, 'Here we are'? Who endowed the heart with wisdom or gave understanding to the mind? Who has the wisdom to count the clouds? Who can tip over the water jars of heaven when the dust becomes hard and the clods of earth stick together? Do you hunt the prey for the lioness and satisfy the hunger of the lions when they crouch in their dens or lie in wait in a thicket? Who provides food for the raven when its young cry out to God and wander about for lack of food?" Amen. Our Gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel according to Mark, and it's from chapter 10, and we're reading verse 35 through to 45. And the preceding verses in this chapter form the third prediction of Jesus' passion. And James and John are either extremely out of tune with what Jesus is telling them, or perhaps they were trying to steal a march on the others. We don't really know. We can probably assume Jesus' question about sharing his cup and baptism are not understood, nor would they until the event actually unfolded. And the response of the others is to be expected, but Jesus points them to a short but very important discussion about the nature of true greatness, culminating in his own life pattern. So Mark 10 from verse 35. "Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. 'Teacher,' they said, 'we want you to do for us whatever we ask.' 'What do you want me to do for you?' he replied. They replied, 'Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory.' 'Oh, you don't know what you're asking for,' Jesus said. 'Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?' 'We can,' they answered. Jesus said to them, 'You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared.' When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, 'You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.'" May God bless to us these readings from his holy word, and to his name be the praise and the glory. Amen.